The Senate Agriculture Committee, led by Chairman Boozman, is advancing a five-year farm bill that the Iowa Soybean Association praises for three big wins: permanent year-round E15 sales, stronger MAP and FMD expert programs, and reauthorization of the BioPreferred program. ISA says these provisions matter now more than ever, with agriculture under extreme financial strain from years of losses, record-high input costs, and stubborn inflation. Year-round E15 would create fresh demand for soybean-based biofuels, the export programs would open new foreign markets, and BioPreferred would drive new domestic uses that squeeze more value from every bushel. The bill is far from final, but ISA is urging Congress to move quickly to give Iowa farmers the market certainty and policy stability they need to stay competitive. Ankeny, Iowa, the Iowa Soybean Association ISA expressed appreciation for the Senate Agriculture Committee's continued work in finalizing a comprehensive five-year farm bill. It includes key provisions to authorize year-round E15 sales, strengthen international market development through the Market Access MAP and Foreign Market Development FMD programs, and reauthorize the BioPreferred program. A strong farm bill strengthens our farms and communities. We recognize Chairman Boozman and the Senate Ag Committee for moving legislation forward that recognizes the importance of expanding markets for Iowa soybean farmers. ISA is particularly encouraged by provisions that would permanently authorize year-round E15 sales, strengthen international market development through the MAP and FMD programs, and reauthorize the BioPreferred program. U.S. agriculture is facing extreme economic pressure due to years of sustained losses from record-high production expenses and high inflation. These provisions, while not finalized, are critical to ensuring Iowa farmers are positioned for short and long-term success. Permanent year-round access to E15 provides consumers with a lower cost, lower emission fuel choice while creating additional demand for biofuels and the farmers who produce their feedstocks. Continued investment in MAP and FMD helps open and expand export opportunities for U.S. soybeans, supporting Iowa farmers who rely on strong international markets. Reauthorizing the BioPreferred program encourages the development and adoption of innovative bio-based products, creating new domestic markets for soybeans and driving additional value from every bushel grown. ISA encourages Congress to work swiftly toward passage of the comprehensive five-year farm bill to provide the certainty, market opportunities, and policy stability Iowa farmers need to remain competitive. While this legislation is far from its final form, we are encouraged by recent progress and look forward to its passage in the Senate and House. Ankeny, Iowa, the Iowa Soybean Association ISA applauds today's action by the U.S. Department of the Treasury for releasing updated proposed guidance that addresses much-needed improvements to the Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit, an essential tool for supporting biofuels, including biodiesel made from U.S. soybeans. The changes include stronger support for domestic Washington on FEB. 3. The American Soybean Association, ASA, and National Oilseed Processors Association, NOPA, applauded the U.S. Department of the Treasury for releasing updated proposed guidance that implements critical improvements to the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit, including changes that support domestic feedstocks like U.S. soybeans, following congressional amendments enacted as part of Washington, the National Oilseed Processors Association, NOPA. The American Soybean Association, ASA, and the Clean Fuels Alliance America, CFAR, recently commended the Environmental Protection Agency for transmitting its final 2026-2027 Renewable Fuel Standard, RFS, rule to the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, for interagency review. The three organizations applauded the administration for its Ankeny, Iowa grain market experts at Commodity Classic delivered a clear message to farmers navigating tight margins and global uncertainty. Stay disciplined, reward rallies, and do not wait for perfect prices. From seasonal trends and new crop opportunities to Brazil's expansion and shifting export dynamics, analysts urge growers to focus on profitability, manage risk,